This is VOA News reporting via remote. I'm Michael Brown. An Israeli rescue service confirmed at least 44 people were killed and more than 100 injured in a stampede at a religious festival in northern Israel on Friday. The stampede began when large numbers of people trying to exit the site through a passageway began falling on top of each other near the end of the walkway as they descended down some slippery metal stairs, according to witnesses. The stampede, one of the deadliest civilian disasters in Israeli history, occurred during the celebrations of Lag BaOmer at Mount Meron. Tens of thousands of people, mostly ultra-Orthodox Jews, gather each year to honor Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochi, a second-century sage and mystic who was buried there. The tomb is considered to be one of the holiest sites in the Jewish world. The daily tally of the COVID-19 cases in India continues to climb toward 400,000. Friday, the health ministry reported 386,452 new infections. The daily toll of new cases has been more than 300,000 for 9 consecutive days. Indian media are reporting that some public health experts believe that the actual tally of new infections may be at least 5 times higher than the official count. Meantime, aid from the United States and other countries arrived in India Friday. U.S. assistance includes oxygen supplies, rapid diagnostic tests, and vaccine manufacturing material. The second wave of the coronavirus has pushed India's healthcare system to the brink of collapse, with hospitals at full capacity. For more news, please join us at VOAnews.com. Via remote, this is